Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Diversity's our thing.
Play along to anything and anyone.
I guess
diversity
so.
Is definitely our thing.
Anyone?
Anyone.
Our rivals? Would we play along with our rivals?
Yeah, it's to anyone.
Do we have rivals?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Who's our rival?
Shout out to...
Who's your rival?
Well, she's not my rival anymore since she's not in the industry.
Ah, was it Jamaica?
Yeah, that's right, Jamaica De La Cruz.
Do you know what's really funny? She's your arch nemesis, but she doesn't even know you exist.
I saw her once.
Yeah. At least I've met with Andy a couple times. All right, hey.
Andy's your arch
in a healthy, friendly kind of way.
Like you guys grab lunch.
Yeah. And gossip. No, all
Did
good.
You hear
all
that?
Good, clean, quality
Paul's
fun.
Paul's laughing because it's not real.
Paul's just laughing at the background going, how do these guys still have their own radio show?
Good chat, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Paul! Paul!
Paul just threw shade. Shots fired by Paul.
Yeah.
How are you, Paulie?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, what's news from the world of Bris Vegas?
Bris Vegas, oh yes. Well, we have like a K-pop act coming to Brisbane soon. Yeah, which is Crystal Yi. If you guys know, she's like a former contestant on K-pop SBS Star.
Yeah.
Yep.
Season
right.
5, was it? Season 5.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. And that's going to be amazing. So that's, I think, being organized by Utopia Entertainment, right?
Yes, that's right. And that's going to be a K-beauty demonstration.
Ooh.
And K-pop pop-up store, which is like selling K-pop albums and all your favorite song. Yeah.
Wow. So if they need a model for on stage to model off some of the K cosmetics. Are you going to put your hand up, Paul?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Safe answer, Paul. Safe answer.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Thai pop song of the week. We've got lots of Thai pop on Asian Pop Radio at the moment. What are you going to introduce us to this week, Paul?
Today, I'm going to take you guys like back in memory lane. This song was released in the early 90s and sing by Thai mega pop star. His name is Bert Tong Chai, and the song name in Thai is Fan Ja, translate to both boyfriend or girlfriend. The song talk about this guy going to flirt with a woman, but he's not serious about it, so like the woman is like think he's lying to her, something like that. Yeah. But it's a really good and fun song. There seems
to be a lot of trust issues in Thailand, Paul. What do you think?
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
Lots of songs like I don't know if I can believe him, I don't know if he's telling the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he really in love with me?
So it's a classic song today.
Yep, that's right. It was written the 90s song, yep.
Yeah. Hey, Paul,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever been involved in a romantic love triangle?
Romantic love triangle. No, I haven't before.
Right, so you can't really write a song about it then. There goes my joke.
No, sorry.
You know what you should do, Paul? Because, having worked in a Thai restaurant, I think you should just be listening to conversations that the customers have over their dinner table and taking notes. And then you could be on a gold mine, like writing lyrics to songs and selling them to Thai artists.
That's a good idea.
Have you ever seen someone break up over dinner? Because that's a good place to do it. People sometimes go out and take their partner to a restaurant.
Over the dinner. I'm not sure that if they go that far, but I've seen something similar.
A tip is to break up with them after you've had dinner, so when they pay for it, at least you have a full stomach.
Yes, that's true.
Very true.
My ex took me to a restaurant for brunch to break up with me.
For brunch? Okay. He broke up with you?
Totally orcs.
During breakfast
totally
and lunch?
Totally orcs. Like right in the middle of it. Like, you know.
How do you digest that?
I know. It was quite challenging, I can tell you that. After 5.5 years. All right. Paul, would you like to introduce the song for us one more time?
Yep, sure. Okay. I hope you guys enjoy Fan Ja by Bert Tong Chai on Asian Pop Radio.
Now say it in Thai.
Not put on the spot at all.
Hang on, I have to think about it for a second.
All right. It's okay, Paul. I'm just teasing.
Okay, that's okay. Thank
now
you.
Say it in Korean. No, we'll leave it at that. Thanks, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice night.
You too. Yeah,
bye. Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio.
We throw shade 24/7 all day, every day.
That's my shade sound.
That sounds like two hams slapping together.
I'm glad it sounds like that.
Two thin slicely hams.
Wow, wasn't everyone cool today on the show?
Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm so excited, even though you're the one who talked to Coco Avenue. No hate, yeah. No remorse, nothing against you, but like, whatever.
It was
fine.
Really cool. At the same time that I was having a chat to Coco Avenue on Monday,
yep.
There was a, like, BuzzFeed covered them and posted their interviews. Like, everyone's just wanting to talk to Coco Avenue. And did you know, you obviously heard my little bit of a joke about Jay Park and his filthy lyrics in the interview.
Yes.
I kind of forgot that they'd done that song with Jay Park and they were connected. And I was like, at the time, why are they just kind of like sounding awkward, like an awkward laugh? Like,
because they were there.
Yeah. Orcs.
They were there for the birth of the filth.
Yeah. But oh my gosh. I mean, I love that song that they did team up with Jay Park and, you know,
they could sing about poop and it would sound banging.
With a cha-cha beat, boy. Okay.
Laugh it off.
Yeah,
laugh it off. Continue on.
Thanks to everyone that was involved. Obviously, James, who we just checked in with, to Paul, Type Up Specialist, our news team. News Director Cassie.
Thank you, Cass.
Asian Pop Radio Crew.
Asian Pop Radio Crew.
Thank you to the man that produces our show.
Yes. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you to the man that edits our show.
Juby Jubes.
Not that much is needed. A Juby. Yeah. Juby's in the box. You can't hear him.
Huh? That's all you can hear.
He's just banging on the window.
It's more of a knock.
Yeah. I think we should go to the top 10 shortly, thanks to our music director, Travis.
Yes.
For now, we should go out with a track.
With a friend.
With a bang. Hey, say jump. With their track.
Party.
That was the boringest way of saying party ever.
Party, party, hey, hey. Is that better for you?
Yeah.
Do you feel energetic?
I've got a party in my ears.
Yikes. Party in my pants. Whoa, whoa.
Asian Pop Radio. Bye.